Amen. Praise the Lord for just what we've already experienced tonight. What a tremendous blessing it's been to enjoy the singing and to hear the testimonies. I trust that really moved us tonight in understanding the importance of having a youth department here at the church and doing all that we can to pray for them, and because prayer does make a difference. And summer camp, they do. They get away from all the other influences that Satan uses and puts them in a controlled environment. And you can tell just what God can do when young people or old people or anybody focuses on His will for their lives. And now the tough part is to continue to follow through with those commitments and those decisions made. And so tonight I'm not going to do, normally on Sunday night we've been going through and teaching on little-known Bible characters. Tonight we're going to go a little bit different direction. I trust I'm going to try not to be as long tonight because I know we've already had a full evening, but I believe this is what God has for us this evening. So if you would turn your Bibles to Psalms chapter 118. Psalms chapter 118. There's a lot of prophecy concerning the Lord Jesus Christ in Psalms chapter 118. When you have an opportunity, go through and read it. I think you'll see the prophecy of Christ all through it. But we're going to be looking at verse 22 down to verse 29. And so if you'll stand with me tonight, we'll read the Bible. As I read, you follow right along with me. Psalms chapter 118, looking first here at verse 22. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And let's pray. Father, again, as we bow before you, thank you, Father, for what we've already experienced being in church tonight. I'm so thankful that we have this evening service, that we can once again assemble on the Lord's day to receive all that you have for us. Thank you for all that are here tonight. And I just pray now, God, as we look into this psalm and we study some of the biblical truths that you've given to us here and make application, I pray, God, that you'd help each one of us to have that ear to hear exactly what you have to say to us. Empower the teaching and the preaching of thy word once again, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, without going in depth in the prophecies of this particular psalm and then comparing that to the fulfilled prophecy of the New Testament, as we look here, the stone in verse 22, no doubt, as we study, especially in the book of 1 Peter, the stone is Jesus Christ. And the Jews rejected, but yet he became the cornerstone of this New Testament Christianity. He is New Testament Christianity. He is the church, okay? And so we know that he is that the headstone. The stone is the Lord Jesus Christ. And those that have looked to him and realize that he is the Christ, realize that he is Lord and Savior, those that would have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ would be able to say, "Thou art my God." And I trust that once you understand that he is your God, that you will continue to say, "I will praise thee. Thou art my God." And if he is your God, there's nothing that you can do that will affect your relationship with God and affect the society that we live in today, like just simply standing for God and saying, "I will praise you." Not with just my lips, but I will praise you with my life. I will praise you with my conduct. I will praise thee, and I will exalt thee. Thou art my God. You're worthy of all honor and glory and praise. You're worthy to be exalted. You're worthy to be my Lord. You're worthy for me to dedicate my life to. I will praise thee. I will exalt thee. And I will give thanks to thee. That's how it ends. We need to be thankful. I will give thanks to thee. Verse 24, it says this. This is the day. Now, a lot of people just take that one verse out and they really don't get the impact of that verse when it is looked at in the context of prophecy. The day is this New Testament church age. This New Testament church age was the mystery in the Old Testament. It was what all the Old Testament believers looked forward to. The coming of the great Savior of the world, the coming of the Messiah, the coming of the Christ child. They looked forward to the idea of the millennial reign, even though they didn't understand it. Even when Christ first came some 2,000 years ago, they thought that he would establish the millennial reign at that point. And yet he came not to establish the kingdom then. He came as a sacrificial lamb to pay a price for sin that all of us owe and cannot pay. He came to pay that sin. He came to be the sacrificial lamb and to establish that which we all look to today, and that is his church. And that is the day that we live in. This is the day. The day is the New Testament church age. And this day that we live in, there is great potential to do what God would have us to do. As this is the day, the New Testament church age, Christ has ushered it in, and every day, there is great potential to serve God. There is great potential, first of all, I'm going to give you three things tonight, but there is great potential to be a blessing and thereby receive a greater blessing. You see, if you're saved tonight, then you have been greatly blessed by an almighty God. Amen. You have been given so much that so many believers don't even realize. You have been given the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. You have been given the promises of an almighty God. You have been given this inner faith that can strengthen you. You have been given grace. You have been given mercy. You have been given opportunity to not only make a difference in this life, but to impact eternity. You have that kind of great potential, that kind of great opportunity. And it starts out with understanding this and then look to be a blessing. You see, in Acts in chapter 20, a very familiar passage of Scripture, let me just read it to you. But Acts in chapter 20 and verse 35, the Bible says, I have showed you all things, how Paul revealing this, he says, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak. How he said, and remembering the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Can I tell you today what is needed is for God's people to turn away from childlike, self-centered behavior. As I heard many a testimony tonight of the young people and saying we got along. You know why you got along? You started acting like mature adults. You started acting like the Christian that God wants you to act like. You started realizing that everything was not about you as individuals, for everybody to make you the most popular teen in the youth department. You started really realizing that this is a great opportunity to come together as a youth department and impact the teens of this great city of ours, which will eventually impact our state, which will eventually impact the states, the United States of America, and in as missionaries, people around the world. Serving Christ is far greater than any individual's selfish desires. And that's not only for the young people, that's not only for the teens of this church, it's for every adult of this church. We need to learn to get over ourselves and start focusing on what God has us here to accomplish. Instead of looking for everybody to bless me, I need to understand that God has me here to be that blessing. And can I tell you that there is a blessing that you will receive that you cannot receive any other way than learning to give. Give of yourself, the great opportunity we have to give of ourselves. God has given us a free will, and to give of ourselves to simply be a blessing to somebody else. And when you start doing that, you're going to find that you will be blessed more than anyone that you could bless. It starts in the home. You'll find more joy in the home if you look to be a blessing to everybody else in the house. Can I tell you the message we preached this morning, a very powerful understanding of we need to have healthy homes. And you're never going to have a healthy home if everybody is self-centered. But when we get over ourselves and realize that God has planted me in this home as a husband, as a man, as a father, to represent Him. As a woman, as a wife, as a mother, to represent Him. As a teenager in the home, to represent Him. And when you're representing Him, you put selfishness behind you and you say, what can I do to make this home a better place to live? And everybody can make it a better place to live. And none of you ought to wait on somebody else to make it a better place to live, but every man in this church needs to be determined, I'm going to do my part. And every woman needs to be determined, I'm going to do my part. And every teenager in the home, make it your mission to do your part to bring peace and glory in the house. Unity within the house. Understand, your parents have a job to do. Their job is to not make you what you want to be. Their job is not to entertain you. Their job is not to give you whatever you want. A Christian parent's job is to raise you in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord and do the job that God had given them to do over you. And that is not to be your best buddy. That is to be an authority figure that you are to honor and obey. Yeah. Great potential. There's great potential to be a blessing and thereby be blessed in your home, in your church. I'd like to see this attitude carry on every Thursday night. I'd like to see this attitude carry on every week. Continue. And if you do that, can I tell you, God will bless that youth, your youth department. And you will add others to the youth department. And you will be a force to be reckoned with when it comes to fighting evil, standing for the cause of Christ. Yeah. There's not only great potential to be a blessing, there's great potential just to be a help. To help advance the cause of Christ. In Christ, the Bible says in Hebrews 4:16, we'll not turn there, but we can have grace to help in time of need. Every day there's grace available. Which when you understand that, is a tremendous help. No matter what you're going through, no matter what's taking place, God's grace is available to you. And individually, you can turn to Him. And find this grace, find this peace, find this joy, find this direction for life. We can't be selfish with that. The very same grace that we have received, we need to give. We need to live our lives wanting to give the grace that God has given to us. Forgiveness, grace to forgive, to love, grace to love. There's grace to help every day, and every day there's a potential for you to show grace. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 9, we'll not go there, but He looked out. Harvest is the fields are white unto harvest, but the laborers are few. Pray ye, God, to send forth more laborers. Look around, and there's so many people that need help. And if you're a Christian, you have the help that they need. You can introduce them to Jesus Christ. You can point them to the right solutions for their lives. You have that because God has given you that. Because you know Jesus Christ and you know the Word of God, you can turn to Him and you can turn to His Word and you can find the help and the direction that you need for your life. And we need to take that which we have received, and we need to be willing to show that very same grace to everyone we can. To everyone that we can. Great potential to be a blessing. Great potential to help advance the cause of Christ. And lastly, there's great potential to make a difference. If we are confident in God and we claim, Thou art my God, and if we praise Him, and if we exalt Him, and if we give Him thanks, God will use your life to make a difference. The last passage I want to turn to is Jude verse 20 down to verse 22, which is a great passage of Scripture. Jude verse 20, it says this: But ye beloved, building up yourselves, increase your faith. On your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and of some have compassion, making a difference. We're living in a society that people are needy, but they don't really know what they need. If you're serving God, if you're praising God, if you're exalting God, if you're giving God thanks, God will use you to make a difference. Let me ask you a question tonight, and this is not just for the teens, it's for all of us. Has someone ever made a difference in your life? I was in third grade. Sunday school teacher made a difference in my life. Brother Gore took the time to help me to understand what I needed to do to be saved. Took the time to instruct me and help disciple me to look to Jesus Christ for my every need. I can go to preachers in my life that made a difference. I can go to individuals in my life that throughout my life has made a difference. It was their day to make a difference in my life. Whoever made a difference in your life had determined, God, use me. Help me to make a difference. If somebody's made a difference in your life, then you see how it has impacted your life, and you can go and do likewise. You don't have to wait till you get old. I guarantee you there's other young people your age that you can make a difference, a life-changing difference, if you just commit to it. If you realize this is the day that the Lord has given. Not just this day, but this New Testament Christianity. It's a great opportunity to serve God and to make a difference. After camp, hear those testimonies. No doubt you've put everything else out of your heart and mind. God sent someone as a messenger to help you, and you plugged in. And you received the messages, not just that Park Sutton had for you. You received the messages through Park Sutton that God had for you. You're more apt and better equipped right now to make a difference. I guarantee you, Satan is going to do everything in his power to keep you from doing that. We fight spiritual battles. But you can make a difference if you'll determine. Thou art my God. I will praise thee. I will exalt thee, and I will give thanks. Maybe tonight, you just need to, in your own heart and mind, not only the teens, the parents, you need a healthy home. You need to, if you don't, you need to give yourself to it and die trying. You need a healthy home. Commit to it. Commit to doing everything within your power and everything within the power that God will bestow upon you to establishing a healthy home. If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. If you'll do it, you'll find yourself rejoicing. You'll find yourself glad that you did. Great potential. But we take advantage of it. Our Father and our God, as we bow before you tonight, thank you again for what we've experienced here tonight. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for your spirit that bears witness with our spirit that can make your word visible. You can make your word something that we can grasp. You can help us to know your will and your plan. I just pray that before we would leave here tonight, we'd commit ourselves to being and doing exactly what you would have us to. Bless now in this invitation, in Jesus' name.